Hello, I'm Jim Tedder. Welcome back to the program that helps you learn American English. We begin today with technology news. Recently, the Chinese government started blocking some virtual private networks, commonly known as VPNs. This has angered free speech activists who use the networks to get around China's tightly controlled internet firewall. We get more on this story from Ashley Thompson and Jonathan Evans.
There are hundreds of VPN services. In general, they work in the same way. A VPN creates what is called a tunnel, a connection between your computer and a set of servers in a different country linked to that VPN service. This tunnel enables users to access blocked websites while hiding where they are and their identity. While VPNs are effective, governments can still block them in two ways. First, governments can block use of the servers linked to a VPN. That is why some VPNs use a continuously moving set of servers across different continents. Second, the government can simply block the websites of VPN companies, preventing users from downloading a service.
A writer who calls himself Charlie Smith says this is not the first time Chinese officials have blocked VPN services. But he wrote in an email to VOA that they have never done it as extensively as they are doing it now. Charlie Smith writes for the GreatFire.org website. He says his group has observed a rapid ramping up of internet controls in China since June of 2014. He says that blocking VPNs is just the next step to increase control.
Charlie Smith wrote that the Google website was blocked completely last June for the first time. He says Gmail was blocked last December. Since last October, he says, the government has launched attacks on Yahoo, Google, Microsoft, and Apple, putting sensitive user information at risk, and in turn, making Chinese netizens suspicious of using foreign services. Charlie Smith says the attacks on those websites made more people use VPNs and other circumvention tools. But by blocking these tools, he says, the authorities are leaving people no option but to use domestic services. Such services can be easily controlled or closed down entirely.
China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology recently defended the government's actions. The South China Morning Post reported what a ministry spokesman told reporters last month. The official said China has the right to take steps to filter out inappropriate information from reaching internet users through new technologies such as VPNs. Internet censorship is nothing new in China. The government began controlling the internet as early as 1998 with the launch of what has been called the Great Firewall of China. However, the recent government moves have worried some observers. Not only are VPNs being blocked, they say, but more and more websites are being blocked long term. Some Chinese netizens are still finding ways to get around the government's firewall. Cloud services like Amazon S3 have become important for many Chinese businesses to earn money. Charlie Smith of GreatFire.org says blocking these services would cause economic damage to Chinese businesses and pressure China's leaders to ease controls on the internet. Some experts say China may eventually try to build its own intranet, a network that works like the internet but with a limited number of users. A Chinese intranet would block the internet to all but a small number of people in the country.
Jonathan Evans and Ashley Thompson telling us about the internet and VPNs in China. And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is from the Voice of America. Measles has become a public health issue again in the United States. The disease was first reported last month at Disneyland in California. Since then, it has spread to more than 100 people across the country. Ann Ball tells us about the medical and political side to this story.
Measles is a serious illness that spreads easily. Sometimes it can be deadly. The recent outbreak has reopened a debate about vaccines that protect people from measles and other diseases. In 2000, the United States declared that measles was eliminated from the country. In other words, it was no longer a health threat to Americans. U.S. officials say the disease was defeated because of a highly effective measles vaccine, a strong vaccination program, and a strong public health system. With a vaccination, a medical worker puts a small amount of the disease into a person's body. As a result, the body learns to protect itself from the disease. Eric Handler is a public health officer. He says some parents do not vaccinate their children because they are afraid the vaccine will create other problems, especially autism. But Mr. Handler says medical researchers have clearly found that vaccines do not cause autism. He says parents who are worried about vaccines get their information from the internet and from friends. Dottie Hagmeyer is a parent who did not vaccinate her children. She believes vaccinations can give children an illness they will have for their entire lives.
There's also many risks if they get the vaccine versus getting an illness that they could actually recover from.
Sandy Rothman is not vaccinating her daughter either. But she has another reason. Her daughter has cancer and cannot receive even a small amount of measles in a vaccine. Ms. Rothman is angry that some people do not protect their children from measles. She says that, for one thing, she knows what it is like to take care of a very sick child.
It's unfathomable to me that, anyone would deliberately put their child in harm, and B, would put the rest of the world at harm.
Yet, the dispute over vaccines and measles has become so heated in the U.S. that politicians are talking about it. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wrote on social media, "The science is clear. The earth is round. The sky is blue. And vaccines work." Ms. Clinton may be seeking the presidency in 2016 for the Democratic Party. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul may be a presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Mr. Paul also says he supported vaccines, but he also said he heard vaccines were linked to mental disorders.
I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines.
Another Republican who might be a presidential candidate is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He noted that parents should have some choice on whether to have their children vaccinated. All three politicians have been criticized for their comments. A public opinion survey last year found that 68% of Americans believe the government should require all children to get vaccinations. 30% said parents should decide. I'm Ann Ball.
I'm Jim Tedder. You are listening to VOA, Washington.